It's time now for Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. It's December. I can't believe it already. I can't believe how fast the year goes by. But December means it's also Christmas. So, my goodness, Thanksgiving is over. I hope you all had a wonderful one. We had a great one. I had the biggest turkey I ever made. It was 25 pounds. I know some of you make that all the time, but that was new for me. It filled up my oven to capacity. I was actually worried if it was going to fit. But we had a great Thanksgiving, and I didn't participate in any of that wild, crazy Black Friday shopping. I hope many of you did, and it went well, and you got lots of good bargains, and you're all set with all your presents on the way. So I'm just starting my shopping, so I have to get into the swing of that. So this morning, though, you know, we're going to talk about things that we can do for our pets. And, you know, the holidays are a big time for them as well. And I'm going to be welcoming back Debbie Jones, one of the co-founders of Beyond the Bag Pet Nutrition and Wellness. And we talked to Debbie earlier this year. She talked to us about how they got into business after seeing a lot of younger pets that were being diagnosed with age-related illnesses like arthritis and hip dysplasia earlier and earlier. And they feel a lot of those issues could be resolved with pet nutrition and other options. And they started this wonderful business, and they have such a wealth of information about pets and things that we can do. And this morning, Debbie and I are going to be talking about pets and the holidays, some doggy and kitty treats and make-at-home recipes that you can share, some general nutrition info, things to watch out for over the holidays, and some foods that are dangerous to animals, good and not so good tools, toys, and helping pets deal with lots of guests. There's lots of changes that happen over this big rushed and exciting holiday time, and our pets sort of get in the middle of that too. So good morning, Debbie. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you so much for having us back today.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I got such a good response when you guys were on the first time. People just thought it was such a wealth of good information. And I know that's what we're going to have today, because people don't realize that, you know, the holidays are such a time of, you know, comings and goings, and it's so busy for us, and, you know, we get stressed, and a lot of that transfers to the animals that are in our life as well.
You're absolutely right. Just getting out of the routine, kids are home from school. There's routines for ourselves as well as our pets get disrupted, and they feel that hustle and bustle that's going on. They see people coming and going out of the house, and it really does take its toll on them. Either they want to get in the mix and they get overly excited about things, or they can start feeling that stress of the holidays or that anxiety of the holidays. So what we wanted to do today is just share some tips on what we can do to help our pets, you know, deal with that stress. And then also just some tips for the holidays to keep them safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because a lot of us, you know, forget that there are, for instance, plants that are holiday plants that can be dangerous. So what kinds of plants should we look out for?
Well, the big holiday plants that everyone loves to bring in their home are poinsettias. And poinsettias are dangerous. They are poisonous to both cats and dogs. So I would recommend that if you do just absolutely love having poinsettias in your home over the holiday season, which I do, I absolutely love the look of them. It just says holiday all over them. Please put them in a location where your pets can't get to them. For dogs, definitely put them up maybe on the mantle on the fireplace or up higher on a countertop where they cannot be reached. For cats, that might be a little bit more difficult if your cats are used to, you know, getting into places that dogs generally can't get
to.
Yeah, but they are absolutely poisonous. You want to keep them away from your pets. Also, mistletoe and holly berries are
Holly berries too.
Yes. So we want to make sure that if you can absolutely maybe have a artificial holly berries or artificial mistletoes in your home, that would be a much better option if you have pets in the home that are a little bit precocious or just kind of curious about new things that are being brought into the home.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's so easy to find artificial mistletoe, for sure.
Yes.
And you can hardly tell. So, I mean, those are things, you know, and a lot of people, you know, have heard about poinsettias. So, you know, a lot of people are aware of that. But, you know, you have to remember it's dogs and cats. So, you know,
yes.
Both of them have a problem with things as well. So it's very interesting. And it's not just plants that we have around at the holidays. It's also that, you know, there's lots of parties going on and there's people over and they want to give, you know, your pets some of the treats of the party food and stuff. And you have to be careful about that as well, don't you?
You absolutely do. I would suggest there's so many holiday parties that are going on. And I would just set a general house rules that if you are inviting people over to your home or if you're going over to someone else's home, make sure that your house guests understand not to feed the pets any table food or snacks. It's so, oh gosh, when you see those big brown eyes looking up at you and the tail is wagging, you just want to give them a little treat to say hello and to say I love you. But some of those treats that you're going to give the pets, one, they could be getting a treat from everyone. And by the end of the night, their tummy is a little bit upset because they've just gotten way too much. Or they've gotten things that they shouldn't be eating. The last time we were here, we talked about the wonderful benefits of fruits and vegetables for our pets. So a little carrot stick is not going to hurt anybody during the holiday season. But people might be... they might be tempted to give them a little cracker or something that maybe a chip or something that has dip on it. And those types of things we definitely want to make sure that we're not giving to our pets. And, of course, how tempting are those little chocolates that are wrapped up in those very tempting, shiny wrappers, the foil wrappers that we have out. We want to make sure that those are up on high ground so that even if the pets are wandering through the living room, that they don't have they're not tempted to just stick their nose maybe on the end table and grab a couple of them.
Right, and they can smell that chocolate.
Oh, yes, they can. Their nose is on.
And they're just like us, you know. They go for the things that aren't good for them.
Yes, they do.
You know, and
don't
that,
we all?
I know. It's everything. And, you know, it's so many things. I mean, some of the foods that you might not have thought of are some nuts can be dangerous, like macadamias.
Yeah, it's a general rule that, you know, anything that has macadamia nuts are, again, foods that are dangerous to pets. But then again, a lot of the nuts that are out during the holiday seasons might have, you know, that candy coating on them, lots of sugars on them to make them very tempting. And again, these are types of foods that you want to make sure that are up and away from those, you know, very curious noses. And also, again, just having that general rule when people come into your house saying, you know what, my pets have had dinner, they're full, and just please don't feed anything to them. You know, during our holiday celebration.
Yeah, and it's interesting. And some of the artificial sugars, because I know a lot of people, you know, cook with sugar substitutes thinking that they're healthier and everything's good. But I know like xylitol, for instance, is very dangerous for animals.
You're right. Xylitol is in most candies, and it is very prevalent in chewing gum. So, again, and a lot of those artificial sweeteners are made with chemicals and, you know, with the pets having a lower body weight than what we have typically have. And I know, Jackie, you've got some big fellows in your house.
But I don't let them touch. And, exactly. I mean, they are chemicals and a lot of them are neurotoxins, you know, and they don't affect us quite as bad because, you know, we have a different weight, as you said, but even for people, they're not necessarily that healthy.
Right. You're absolutely correct.
So, you know, but remember, you know, your little ones are also going to have more of an effect with that. And things that you might not have thought of, like grapes and raisins in particular. You know, I've had people like add a, you know, there's a cheese board there and there's cheese and grapes and they say, oh, they'll just give them a grape. And, you know, they don't realize, you know, that grapes are poisonous.
They are. Grapes and raisins are actually more poisonous to our animals than chocolate is. So, again, when we look at chocolate, it's the cocoa content. So if you have a milk chocolate absolutely no chocolate to pets whatsoever. But if you have dark chocolate, that is going to be more severe if the pets get a hold of it. But your grapes and raisins will have an immediate effect on their livers and their kidneys. So you want to make sure, again, that if you have the cheese plates with the grapes, with the crackers, you want to make sure that it's up high enough or far enough back on the countertop so that the pets do not have access to it. And again, making sure that your guests are not handing out free samples.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're just making sure everybody, you know, gets a little something. You know, and I know there's something that always shows up on a list of foods that's dangerous as avocado. And do you know why that is?
You know, we see that it shows up on some lists. It shows up on others. Say that it's okay. I always take the route of caution that if I see it on a list and saying that it is a dangerous food for pets, I just say, you know what, better safe than sorry, and not give it to them. Avocados also have a very high fat content in them, so that might be part of the reason why it's not necessarily healthy for our pets to eat avocado. But again, better be safe than sorry, and I put it on the no list.
Yeah, I do have to tell you, before I had seen that, I was using avocados to make a morning smoothie in the morning with blueberries and almond milk and stuff, and I'll tell you, my one dog just thought that was to die for. Oh my gosh, what a horrible phrase.
Yeah.
But anyway, she loved those. I mean, just loved them. And I would always make sure I had extra avocado to give her. And then I saw that on the list and I went, oh my goodness.
Oh.
But like we said, though, I have big girls at home. So that was my Newfoundland that just thought avocados were just, you know, out of this world. So. So, you know, it is interesting, though, but we do have to be careful because we don't think about things like that. And it's so easy for them to sneak stuff. And it's just one of those things that we have to watch out for. And, you know,
right.
And how, you know, we've got all these people coming and going. And particularly, I would think cats have difficulty with that because they're used to definitely having their environment, you know, under control, you know. So mm-hmm. how do we help them through situations like that?
Well, the first thing is to make sure that you have a location in your home that is really dedicated to quiet. There's always the back bedroom or, you know, a back office somewhere that typically that's where the coats are held when all the guests come in. It's a quiet space. Have a space that is reserved for your pets, a place where they can go and just get some quiet time, some downtime. What I love doing is using aromatherapy as well during the holidays, and I will have a back room that is quiet, that is serene, and I'll actually be diffusing some lavender back there. Lavender is a wonderful a scent that brings a sense of calmness. So if your pets are getting a little bit anxious because of the comings and goings and, you know, doors are slamming, people are, you know, having those very robust welcomings.
Yeah, loud voices, laughing.
And just, oh, it's so glad to see you. And, you know, when you get 5, 10, 15 people in a house, the volume level definitely goes up. And, of course, our pets with their very sensitive ears might want a place where they can just go and relax and maybe take a little nap. So diffusing that lavender, my pets actually get they're drawn to that scent, and they know that that's like, oh, let me just take a deep breath and let me just relax for a minute. And also, you just want to be very careful of any exits in your doors as well. You know, when people are coming in and out and holding doors because gifts are coming in or people have trays of food in their hand, you want to make sure that your pets are also safe from those doors. I have two very curious kids that love to go outside, but boy, when they go outside, they exercise their legs to run. So I have to be especially careful when the doors are open and people coming in and out that they are safe and secure in a part of the house that they don't have access to the door. Because, you know, it's very hard to keep track of everybody coming and going, and then all of a sudden everybody says, hey, have you seen the cat in the past 2 hours? Yeah, so you just want to take those precautions, just, you know, a good half hour before everyone comes and say, okay, what do I need to do for my pets? Do I have a little space for them to go if they get overwhelmed? Are they secure from the doors as people are coming and going? And that will make a very stress-free, almost stress-free, but a little bit less stressful holiday for all of us.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Debbie Jones and more about holidays and our pets.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. WHVR News Time is 9:31. That's a look at our racing report and real country radar weather. It's time now for more Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We're talking today with Debbie Jones, one of the co-founders of Beyond the Bag Pet Nutrition and Wellness. And our topic today is pets and the holidays. And we've been talking about some of the things to watch out for with foods and plants and just giving pets a safe haven in your home when things get too hectic. And so we talked about foods to look out for, but how about some Christmas cookie type foods for our pets, Debbie? What do you suggest?
Oh my goodness, there's so many really, really easy recipes that we can pull out for our pets, and it's a lot of it utilizes some of the things that we have in our home around the holidays. One of my favorites for my pets is just taking a sweet potato. I thinly slice the sweet potato, I put it on a cookie sheet, single layer, and cook it at about 250 degrees for 3 to 4 hours. You just pop it in the oven, and you just take a look at them every once in a while. I like to turn them once. It'll help with the evenly cooking them. But when you take them out, they are beautiful little potato chips that are just sweet potatoes, and they are a delicious, healthy snack that you can have for your pets. You can use this throughout the entire year, but for the holidays, a lot of us do have sweet potatoes. Either we're cooking them for Thanksgiving
for
holiday dinners. So what you can do is before you chop them up and you're making your sweet potatoes, you can just take a few of them, maybe a half of a sweet potato, and just make some sweet potato chips for your dogs and your cats.
Oh, the cats like them too.
The cats might be a little bit finicky, but they're absolutely good for the cats to eat as well.
Because they're packed with all kinds of good nutrition, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness. They're wonderful vitamins and minerals in there. Again, it gets back to the whole foods, the fruits and vegetables that we can feed our pets. And I don't know about you, but I just love to hear the little crunch, crunch, crunch when I give them to my pet. I just think that's music to my ears hearing them crunch on little healthy snacks.
So, Debbie, you don't put anything on them at all, no oil or anything?
No. No, I don't do anything at all. I just put them on a baking sheet. And again, I turn them once while they're cooking to make sure that those centers can get cooked as well. But I don't put anything on them. Now, of course, you could take half of the sheet and maybe salt them for yourselves and have wonderful sweet potato chips that have a little salty taste for yourself. But for my pets, I don't put anything on them.
Okay, that's great. I love that idea. Excuse me. And pumpkin is also, canned pumpkin is also good for, like, tummy upsets, isn't it, for puppies?
It really is. And when we talk about pumpkin puree, we want to make sure that this is not the pumpkin pie filling. So a lot of times they're going to be right next to each other at the grocery store. The pumpkin pie filling has a lot of extra sugars and additives into it that is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the
100%
pure pumpkin puree. And pumpkin is wonderful. It is jam-packed with vitamin A. And if your pets have any type of upset stomach or they are having any digestive issues, pumpkin is the perfect regulator. So again, if they're going out to the bathroom and you don't like what you see, pumpkin is a wonderful additive to their food. You can just put a tablespoon on top of their food, depending on how big your pet is, and that will help them naturally get their digestive enzymes back into alignment, and to help them without any, without any medical pills or anything like that to help them regulate. So I have a great recipe for pumpkin smoothies, and all it contains is a half a cup of pumpkin puree and a half a cup of plain non-fat yogurt. And again, this is the plain yogurt. It does not have any fruit on the bottom or anything like that. You mix it up, blend it up really good together, and then you can pour it into small little paper cups. You can feed it to your pets immediately. They will love it. They'll lap it up. It's a wonderful treat. Or you can actually freeze it in the freezer and have like little pumpkin smoothie ice cubes for them to munch on.
I like that. It's like a pumpkin frosty paws.
Pumpkin frosty paws. But they are a wonderful, wonderful, healthy treat for your pets during the holidays.
Oh, I like that. And I like that it works for them if they are having tummy problems. Either way, right? Whether they're, you know, constipated or they, you know, are having problems going too often. It's like it really modulates it regardless of which way they're having problems, right?
It really does. I call it the best regulator for digestive issues. Either way, it will regulate it. And, you know, of course, our pets, again, with the stress coming on for the holidays, and, you know, I've got a little guy in my house that just finds his way into everything that he's not supposed to have. And so I always have pumpkin on hand to help him with any type of digestive issues that he might have.
I love that. And I have to think that would work for us as well. Is that true?
I have never tried it myself, but I would guess so, because our digestive tract are almost identical to those of our pets, believe it or not. We do have very different digestive enzymes, a little bit different, but as far as our digestive tracts, they are pretty much identical.
Yeah, I always find when I find good things for my dogs with health issues, I find out that they're good for me as well.
Right.
Yeah, I love that. I always say to them, is this because mommy needed this that
right.
I had to look for this?
That's true.
They're watching me go different things. So, you know, real quick, I also wanted to bring up the fact that I know a lot of people over the holidays are traveling, and you may not be able to take your pets with you, and you're looking for boarding. So,
right.
You know, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, most people who have boarded their pets before, you know, sort of know the checklist. But, you know, if this is something that's coming up that's new for you, make sure you call the different boarding facilities and inquire what their requirements are for vaccinations, food, requirements. And, you know, there's a number of other things that you need to know. Do they require flea prevention treatment? Are these things that you typically do and want to do for your animals? So there's a lot to find out before you just like drop, you know, Fido off at, you know, the local boarding facility.
Yeah, I would absolutely recommend people to do their research and to visit the boarding facility before you're calling to say, hi, do you have availability?
Oh, I think that's a good suggestion.
Oh, absolutely. Because you just want to, you know your pets. You know what they are comfortable with. Boarding facilities are very different. Some of them do keep your pets safe and secure into maybe crates, or they keep them in a larger run type area where they're isolated and they're by themselves. And some boarding facilities have free play for most of the day, and then they have quiet time, maybe nap times, and then your pets are separated at night. So it's very important that as the pet owner to go and visit the different types of facilities to understand how they deal with it everyday care. And like you said, it's very important. You know, I hate to have people in a jam and they're calling up and saying, you know, I need my pet to be boarded tomorrow, because a lot of the boarding facilities do require that your pet is up to date on all of their vaccinations, and they will require proof of that. So you may need to go get the paperwork from your vet that they just do the one-page printout that says, you know, your pet, all your vaccinations are up to date if it's their first time visiting a location.
Right, and they might require additional vaccinations that you have not done in the past, like for kennel
yes.
cough and things like that.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And just understanding what type of services they do offer. How do they deal if your pet is on any type of medications or you have any type of supplements? Will the boarding facility facilitate those and put them in during meals. Some facilities do not like to have involvement with any type of medications or supplements. What are the feeding times? My pets eat twice a day, breakfast and dinner.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
And are there walks included, or what is the playtime that's included while your pet is going to be boarded? And I also like, if you are allowed, some facilities do not allow you to do this, but if you are allowed, sending a personal item with your pet that has your scent on it will provide a fair amount of stress reliever for your pet because they have a piece of home there. Now, of course, you want to send something that you're really not tied and attached to because it might not.
It may not come home.
Right. It might not come back in the condition that you left it there. So you might want to get an old pillowcase, sleep on it for a week, and then that could be the item that you send with your pet. So you're not, not heartbroken if it doesn't come back to you.
Yeah, that always really makes a difference. I mean, we've always done that. At our clinic, even if, for when they've gone in for like when they were spayed and stuff, if they had to stay overnight, we always send things in with them.
Right. Yeah, it's like sending your kid away to summer camp. You want to make sure that they have their little snuggle buddy with them or just something that's familiar of home to help them with the transition of being in a unfamiliar place.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's... and those are things, I know that I have a friend, who has a dog that just got overwhelmed last year when they took it with them, when they had to travel for the holidays, and they mm-hmm. are boarding her, and she's got this great place. They have their own individual rooms. They got a couch. They even have TVs for them.
Wonderful.
She said it's like the Hilton. It's like the doggy Hilton. So, facilities range from, very, extensive like that to very simple. So find the one that's right for you and your pet, and you'll be much happier, and so will they.
So, right.
My goodness, Debbie, we're getting very close to the end here already with you. So let us tell people how to find you and tell them about your website and stuff.
Great. Yes, our website is www.petnutritionandwellness.com. We offer services from nutritional counseling for pet owners, which has been tremendously successful for rescues or dogs that are suffering from allergies. And boy, come wintertime when the heat gets turned on, seasonal allergies are really big this time of year. We can also be found on Facebook, Facebook.com/BeyondTheBag Pet Nutrition. And we also offer services for wellness services in terms of Reiki healing, which can be a tremendous help for, again, stressful situations and allergies. Alleviating some of those allergy symptoms through Reiki has been tremendously helpful. So, and again, my phone number, if anybody wants to call me directly, is 216-536-9426. And thank you, Jackie. It's been an absolute pleasure being here. And I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday season and a safe holiday season for themselves and their pets.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Debbie. And now we have all kinds of good information to make the holidays even safer and more fun. So thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, that was delightful. Debbie is such a wealth of information. And I encourage all of you, if you get on the web, to check out her website, www.petnutritionandwellness.com. There is tons of good information there for pet health and well-being. So she's just wonderful. So next week, my guests will be Leeta Dietz and Tammy Bray, representing Transitions York, PA, and the York County Time Bank. And at the Time Bank, everyone has a gift they can share. You give an hour of service that you can do, and you get an hour of services you need in exchange. It's such a great just a great thing for people to be able to try new things and to help each other. Transitions York PA encourages working together, using local resources and skills, and supporting local businesses and farmers. It's a growing movement in the U.S., and York is just one of over 100 such groups nationwide. So between the Time Bank and Transitions York, we're going to find out about things that are happening in York County where we're helping each other. Also, this is the season, so I wanted to tell you, as Gil was telling us, 23 shopping days, but I also have gift certificates, which come in all kinds of denominations, from a full hour reading, a half hour reading, down to a $10 stocking stuffer. So if anybody has been, you know, wanting to come in for a reading, that might be something that you can add to their list. And tuck that in for one of their Christmas gifts as well. I also have an animal communication class coming up in February I wanted to tell you about. So that is going to be in the Lancaster area, February 21st from 1 to 4. And if you've thought about, you've always wanted to communicate with your animals, and is there a way to understand what your dogs, cats, horses are thinking and feeling? This could be a great afternoon for you. We did one of these a little while ago, and everybody was able to practice out there with each other and really connect with the other person's animal. It was very exciting. So if you're interested in that, you can stop by my website or give me a call at 717-968-5289 for more information. And I've been doing something new this year. I've actually been doing Christmas party group readings, and it's just been a blast. So if your office or organization is tired of the same old Christmas lunch or party you've been having, give me a call, because a group reading is something different that you can add, and I guarantee you that everyone is going to find it fascinating. So, I'm thinking, yo, okay, all right, well, I just wanted to make sure we had a little more time. I'm looking at my DJ here. So, that's what's coming up. There's lots of good things on tap. And remember, if you'd like to connect to your loved ones on the other side during this season, give me a call at my office, 717-968-5289. And I have offices in both Hanover and York. And I do 1 hour and 30-minute readings there. And it's always a wonderful time to check in with those that we miss so much during these times over Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays. So I'd be happy to help you connect to your loved ones at any time. Again, my number is 717-968-5289. All right, everybody, that's all for this week, and I'll see you next week when we have York Transitions and the York Time Bank on. See you then.